Peer 2, Matthew Schultz. Led by Matthew Schultz, the Peer Group is a tight-knit, open-armed, fast-growing clan of burners from Reno, Vancouver, London, and beyond. Some of them are full-time artists and builders, some are lawyers, optometrists, or calendar models. The mission is to pool the community's ambitions, dreams, and labor to make elegantly sturdy wooden objects that can be climbed on, swung from, performed on, danced under, and dreamed from. The Pier is a relic of a lost land. It sits upon the desert waiting for its ship to come in. Or maybe it's waiting for its ship to dislodge and move on. When the artists were asked to bring back the Pier, they thought, how do we retain its magic and still do something unique and original? The original was a 6-foot-wide pier that starts flat on the playa surface and slowly rises at a gentle angle for 300 feet, ending 10 feet above the playa. Both sides of the pier, along with the shady underside, are covered with oceanside items. Ropes run from climbable supports down to half-buried kayaks, small boats, long-neglected crab traps, and abandoned buoys on the dusty playa. Buckets of fishing poles will invite people to grab a seat and see what they can catch. Life jackets and flotation devices remind people it might not be so safe to swim. Old tires secured to the sides provide bumper so mutant boats can safely dock. The pier is disheveled and dangerous, from a bygone era that never existed. People who played on it last year told the artist it captured their imaginations and sparked their sense of wonder. Those who walked down it, fished off the end of it, or hopped on a boat for a leisurely journey around the remnants of prehistoric Lake Lahontan, reported experiencing forgotten nostalgia. The pier was ragged and rough, well-loved and cared for. A distant childhood dream slipping back out of the void to inspire a smile and then fade away. So what next? Pier 2 is a magnification of the original dream. It's chapter 2 in the life of a beloved art piece. The pier was a stage for serendipity. Pier 2 is a launching pad for grander tales, as told through the remnants of a desert shipwreck. The intention is to create a story. Instead of chapters and words, this story is made of experience and exploration. Pier 2 has two components, pier and ship. The pier is much like the original, janky and lived on, a place for people to stroll out to the end and create their own magical journeys. However, something has changed. The last section of the deck is damaged. It's crooked. Some sections lean precariously while others have fallen to the ground. Makeshift repairs have kept it standing, but just barely. It seems as if a great beast has struck the pier, while the people around it used whatever they could to keep it standing. That great beast is a 16th century Spanish galleon. The pier ripped through the galleon's mighty hull, and the ship's collision bent the pier like an accordion. The last 30 feet of the pier is demolished. It's replaced by this mighty shipwreck, jutting forth, half buried in the playa, with only its front half exposed. Its tattered sails standing 50 feet high, billow in the breeze. A giant scar rips across the side of the hull, exposing the inside of the ship to exploration by all who happen upon it. The mighty goddess at the masthead acts as if she's still at sea. The ship is a harbinger of great tale of life, exploration, and death. The ship is full of tales with clothing, trinkets, and journals that tell a grand story. Participants can explore the three levels of the ship's interior, hull, crew deck, main deck, and the story of its inhabitants will come to life. Handwritten journals will present unique perspectives, maps and trinkets will speak of grand adventures, and personal heirlooms will reveal the inner motivations of the crew. The ship and the pier will sit together as one piece of art, a mighty dedication to our greatest childhood fantasies.